Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, farming and forestry groups have accused the government of turning its back on rural Ireland and selling out to British investment funds in light of a new deal by Caoilte to finance new tree plantation here. Specialist asset management Gresham House, working with Ireland's semi-state forestry company, have established the Irish Strategic Forestry Fund, which aims to raise €200 million to create new forests here. But farming groups and opposition TDs fear the deal will price farmers out of the land market. Here's what Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell had to say about this on Drive Time earlier this week.
Overall, the objective of plantation is a positive one. This is something Caoilte used to do. It's something I'll be meeting and engaging with them on to discuss their plans further and to discuss those. And following on from that then, and having engaged with them on it, I will consider the matter further. I know it's something also that the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee will be meeting with them on.
So that was what Charlie McConnell had to say on Tuesday's Drive Time. Today, a majority of the country's main organisations in the agriculture and forest sector issued a joint statement calling on the government to stop the deal and avoid what they call the planned sell-off of rural Ireland. Drive Time's John Cook has been meeting some of those involved. And John, they're angry.
They really are, Sarah, and I'm not sure if it's just the historic connotations of selling off Irish farmland to British funds, or is it more a symptom of the problems in the forestry sector and annoyance of some over the years. Perhaps it's both, because emotions are running very high among farming groups and woodland owners on this announcement, Mike, by Caoilte about joining forces with Gresham House Investment Fund to finance new forestry here. Caoilte to source the land and for the fund, and Caoilte would carry out the planting and management of these forests, while the fund would benefit from forestry grants and premiums in a bid, we're told, to scale up the planting rate in Ireland to meet our climate targets. Now, earlier this week, the IFA expressed fears that farmers would be priced out of the land market by these British funds. And today, the IFA, along with other groups, Irish forest owners, agricultural consultant groups and other representative bodies for the sector, have come together to oppose this plan, with many telling me that Irish landowners and farmers need to be the ones planting more of those trees we need if they're given the right incentives and if their concerns about the forestry sector in Ireland are addressed. Ned Liston runs a timber processing business for firewood and planted 110 acres in North Cork and West Limerick 20 years ago as an investment, but told me he's losing money now due to ash dieback disease, rendering much of his plantation worthless. And also, he says, because of long delays and complications in forestry licensing and getting planning permission to even cut or thin his trees. He spoke to me more about these issues as we walked through the woods.
I need trees at the moment. There is an option there. I could import them from Lithuania or Latvia or probably Estonia.
For your firewood business?
For my firewood business.
But you grew 110 acres of them yourself here in Limerick and Cork.
Well, I have my own trees, which I prefer. The money will stay in the country rather than importing from abroad and sending out the money. I think that's ridiculous.
Okay, but you're saying it's simpler to bring in trees from Lithuania, well, than to cut yours in Cork or Limerick?
It's more practical.
You feel the system is complicated?
It is
overly so.
It is overly complicated. Initially, I planted trees for the environment. Mm-hmm. I planted them for my business, and I feel I'm badly let down.
Would you encourage others to invest in forestry? Well, so, because we all need to plant more trees. Lots of farmers are being asked to do it to offset their carbon footprint and to meet our climate targets.
Well, my advice would be, if the system is changed, and it needs changed to be changed radically, because we need the trees. And if the system is changed, why not? That's the way I would look at it.
We need trees rapidly as well as part of our climate targets. So this British Investment Fund deal with Caoilte to plant thousands of hectares of trees, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. It just goes to show that a delayed opportunity is causing to look at this option. I think it's preposterous. It's causing an awful lot of upset for farmers, and I don't think they're looking at it kindly with the government.
So that's what timber processor Ned Liston has to say, and he's pretty clear in his views. What about those in government then, John? What are they saying about the Caoilte plan?
Well, Sarah, we know Minister McConnellogue told us he's to meet up with Caoilte to discuss this plan further. But the main government leaders were also asked to address this controversy after Caoilte outlined its plans on RTE Radio 1 on Wednesday. And namely, their plan is to create 100,000 hectares of new forestry by 2050. Caoilte says it cannot meet the scale of investment involved without private investors like this Gresham House Fund. We'll hear from the main government leaders in just a moment. But first, Caoilte, who dispute the idea that this will drive up the price of land for Irish farmers also. Speaking on Morning Ireland was Caoilte's managing director of its forestry division, Mark Carolan.
Farmers, as the biggest landowner, are clearly going to have the biggest opportunity here in planting new trees. The new National Forestry Programme offers very attractive supports for forestry, so it's important that farmers play a key role in afforestation going forward. But it's also important, given the scale of challenge, that private forestry companies and the state forester, Caoilte, also get involved. This isn't meant to be competition with foresters, and private investment will be needed as part of the solution, given the scale of the challenge going forward.
Mark Carolan of Caoilte's interview was on Wednesday. And after that, the three government party leaders were asked to address farmers and forestry group concerns when they met for their cabinet meeting at Farmley House, with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar first confirming the plan between Caoilte and this British Investors Fund requires no government approval.
Caoilte is a commercial state-owned enterprise and makes its own decisions. But my understanding is what they've done is they've lined up a number of investors, including the state, and that's going to allow Caoilte to buy land and cover it in forestry. And we need that to happen because we need more trees, both for construction materials to build all the houses we need to build, to help reduce the amount of CO2 in our atmosphere, and also for leisure and recreation purposes. And I imagine in many cases, Caoilte will be going out to buy the land from farmers, in fact.
Forestry is going to change in this country. It is changing. It needs to. One of the big changes is that farmers are going to be more involved. The new forestry programme published in November finances and supports that. There is already private people purchasing land from farmers and others to deliver forestry. The deal with Gresham that the Caoilte have signed is relatively small compared to what's happening in that area. It's a small element in the mix.
We have to do a step change in terms of growing trees in this country compared to our performance over the last decade or so. We have to dramatically turn that around. But I think there is room to look at another model as well, where the state owns the land from the beginning of, you know, we have a lot of funding that we could potentially use differently and use it in a different way. But that's, look, the Minister will engage. I think we can engage with all of the partners as well in terms of the agricultural interest as well.
Interesting there for Micheál Martin, isn't it, that there's room to engage with other models. For example, John, we have a text here from a listener who says, why not use 200 million from the 5 billion surplus to invest in Caoilte, and then the return will come back to us. So anyway, we'll see how that all develops. What did the forestry owners that you met made of those responses?
Yeah, well, Sarah, some were encouraged to hear the Taoiseach, the Micheál Martin, speaking about alternatives and other state funds that could be used, whether it's alongside these British investment funds or as an alternative. Right now, though, they're not happy with the plan, as outlined there by the other government leaders, and they don't accept that it's a small part of the mix for forestry, as referred to there by Minister Eamon Ryan. They say these groups who have issued this statement today, and they're a majority of the groups representing the farming and forestry sector in all parts of Ireland, they say it will remove land from rural ownership, local communities and local economies, and they accuse the government of selling off our best national asset. Also today, I met Simon White of the Limerick and Tipperary Woodland Owners Group on his seventh generation farm near Askeaton in County Limerick. Now, Simon is also the deputy chairman of the IFA's Forestry Committee, and he's upset about supports offered to forestry owners over the years, saying he's lost €100,000 to ash dieback disease himself. He also has 50 acres of conifers, mainly Norway spruce, he showed me as we walked through his land.
Well, we're angry because we know that we can do it. We're the pioneers who went into this business, and we went into it for a business. But we've been so squeezed by mismanagement by the Department of Agriculture and successive ministers who don't give a toss. But basically, they want to now give our land, sell our land. They want us, they put us into a corner, to sell our land to these private investment companies. These companies have no allegiance to Ireland. They're foreign. The money will go out of the rural community. We saw it in Leitrim. We don't want to see it across the whole of the land. We have a cohort of people who are well capable of growing good trees in this country with a lot of experience. Why does Quiltshire have to go and sell us all out?
Based on the issues, though, that you and other landowners have raised about licensing, the obstacles they say they face in planting, in felling their trees and actually realising any investment, do you think enough Irish landowners will be encouraged to plant the trees we need under the current system? Or what do you need to happen?
Not under the current system. You will have to change, there will have to be a radical change of the system. We need to simplify the system, we need to support farmers, we need an advice system, we need an inspectorate that is going to work with farmers. You do that, and farmers have proven time and again that they will sign up to these environmental things, they will do what is needed once they understand and once they get something from it.
And no need for British investment funds then as well?
Why would we...
Well, time is of the essence to plant all these trees. We need the money, perhaps.
They're not even in the EU. This is crazy that we would turn to England. God damn it, we'd spent hundreds of years trying to get away from England and get our land back. Now we're going to give it to them on a plate. It's madness. And our government is selling us out. That's wrong.
Well, that is Limerick and Tipperary Woodland Owners Chairman Simon White ending that report from John Cook. Let us know what you think to 51551.